All right.
I continue. I have to walk.
All right. We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order at 8:45 on the clock. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, and Lytle. Where did Juergens go? Juergens? Okay. Juergens is out. Consent agenda. Any item on the agenda may at the press be taken off by a single board or considered separately under the regular agenda. Consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve the minutes held on July 8th, 2026, approve all claims through July 22nd, 2026 in the amount of $703,720.91, approve and place on file correspondence received, approve six-month board settlement report for the Gage County funds ending June 30th, 2026, approve specs and call for bids on June 2026 Gage County Culvert Project Group 1 bids to be opened on August 19th, 2026 at 9:15 a.m.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Claybaugh. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. All right. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter that is not on the agenda. However, no board action can be taken until the following board meeting unless the board declares it an emergency. This is for the Board of Supervisors public comment. This is the time. Just say your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Deborah Ideas, 1123 South 148th Road, Adams, Nebraska, 68301. I am here to request that a date be set for a public hearing on the moratorium for data centers. That was recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission at the last meeting, or two meetings ago. I'm not sure which one it was. The Adams community, Gage County, we would like to request that the meeting be set in an evening so that anyone maybe has a better chance of attending, and also that it be set at a venue large enough to accommodate everyone that would like to come and attend. So we respectfully request that this be kept, this public hearing, setting a date be requested at the Board of Supervisors, top of the list.
Okay. Thank you.
Is she saying we? Is she talking for the board, Adams Board, or just herself?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
She was asking who, if you were here representing somebody. We can't have a conversation.
Oh, I am not representing. Okay. I am representing. We live in the area that the ground is being optioned, purchased. Is that what it's called? Option to purchase agreement. So we live right in that community. We have, I've lived in the Adams community 71 years. We have lived in the immediate area for nearly 50 years. So I'm speaking on behalf of myself, I guess, but also our community. Thank you.
Ryan Dorn, 155 North Sheridan Avenue. I live in Cortland. You know, I think in today's age that a lot of people feel like, definitely at the federal level, they don't have a lot of say in what goes on in this country, maybe even at the state level, but here at the local level is where the community members are supposed to actually have a say in what happens, not only to them, but what happens to their towns, their schools, their cities, things like that. And so I do think that it is important that we do set a time for hearing, you know, one more friendly to people that are the working class, not 8:45 a.m. on a Wednesday. Maybe we do an evening like Deb proposed. I think it's important that the community members get a say in this and that you guys hear what they have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Jeff Beekler. I live at 7604 South 134th Road in Adams. I'm here not to request the meeting from an emotional standpoint, but from a fact standpoint. I base it on two primary facts. Number one is this board appointed a zoning board to make their to have a task of setting policies and zoning regulations and so on. And they came back to you with a unanimous request that a meeting be held for the public and that a moratorium be put in place. I think that you have appointed these people to that committee based on their knowledge of those topics, and that you would honor what their findings were. They did not make that recommendation lightly. They listened to a large group of people and then came back to a decision of having that moratorium, as their suggestion was a pause, so that they had opportunity to gather information. The second fact that I want to base it off of is I've been at several of these meetings over the last several months, and I've never heard a single commissioner say, I totally understand all there is to know about data centers, what all of the effects are going to be. Public hearing gives you that opportunity to gather that information, or to gather at least some of that information, and then it falls on you to be able to sort through what is viable and what's not viable. It allows those who are in favor of the data center, it allows those that are opposed to the data center to come and voice their opinions. I simply do not see a downside to the commission listening to their constituents. And the public hearing is that opportunity for you to get that information. So with that, I would like to request that at the earliest possible time that the commissioner set a public hearing so that those views can be expressed to you and that you can become more fully aware and have all that information at your hands. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak at public comment? Thank you guys for taking the time to come in. All right, we will move on to committee reports. Building grounds, winter lights. Dave.
Good morning. I just had a few things. The rooftop unit over at the detention center, compressor went out, and that was kind of concerning because that is an old unit, and Noakes did find one to replace it, so they did order it, and it's should be installed this week. Generator, we're still working on getting everything lined up to move the generator. And winter lights, we did have discussion. I had asked the committee as far as continuing lighting up the building for the 4th of July holiday. And I know it was real well received by the public, and so we'd like to continue with that also. But that's about all I had for
today. Dave, the one request, and I mentioned it Monday, the one request I'd have is that we continue to do the trees that we can do by hand. Maybe not all of them, but the ones we can do by hand at least.
I would think that would be good to do, yeah.
Yeah, it looked really nice. Okay. You guys did a great job with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's about all I had at this time.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Equalization, we're going to have protests, a few more protests later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Finance and insurance, you taking over for Terry?
I guess I'm going to do this thing.
All right, let's hear it.
Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $13,500. Ace Irrigation, Eaton Metals, Project Pipe, $39,084.50. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $27,804.01. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, $13,750.34. Standard Appraisal Services, $11,745. That's it.
Sounds good. All right, human resources, employee relations. I don't think we have anything pressing with that. We will have a closed session at the end of today's meeting for some contract negotiations. Law enforcement, emergency management, planning and zoning. Gus, do you have anything? Lisa's, I'm guessing, is
she's
that
out. She's out. I don't remember that she had anything Monday really that, and Gus has been good with his vehicles lately, so, yeah, should be good.
We also have the Gage County Fair going on, so encourage everybody to attend the
Fair. We got three rolls of stickers. Gus told me we have three rolls of stickers for the kids that want their sheriff stickers. So
very awesome.
We're ready for the fair.
Pencils this year too.
Oh, we got pencils too.
Yeah, we're picking up a notch. Get ready for school.
Stepping her up, attaboy.
Perfect. All right. Probably deserve something a little bit more. All right, road and bridge report. Mark, do you just want to come up?
Concrete box culvert projects. The box on 82nd South Highway 41. Contractor called me. They are completed with backfilling. That road will be opened up by Friday.
So that's both of the round
9
bridge match program is done.
The one on Chestnut just east of Southwest 100th was completed. The one on 82nd, the roadway will be open. They'll still have to go seed it, which will be done in the next week or two. But roadway will be open. Vogue is backfilling on Project 1101. They are hoping to be completed by the end of this week. This rain coming in might slow them down, might bleed into a little bit of next week. They did fight a lot of water over there. I think they've had three different rains at 4 to 6, 8 inches sometimes where they've had to pump that foundation out of several times. They are over actually on 1103, which is on Hickory, just west of 134th. 2 weeks ago, they poured the foundation. Last Friday, they poured the walls. They are hoping to pour the deck this Friday, weather pending. So they will be starting to backfill on that, and they will be moving over to Cedar Road, just west of Southwest 72nd here in the next week, week and a half over on that one. So box culverts are moving along quite nicely compared to what they have done in the past. We did have to close down another bridge here end of last week. It looked like a tractor drove over the concrete deck and broke the concrete deck. There were a couple lugs sheared off at this site. It was patched as of yesterday. I used a high early strength concrete. We are hoping to get that open by Friday by the end of the day. So other than that, everything else has been going somewhat okay.
Round 10, those projects should start soon if we're going to
I just did get information from Manili Wagner. The box culvert, the far north one on 82nd and Dogwood, it is able to get sized as a triple 14 box culvert, so fingers are crossed. They took advantage of several of the dams that were in that area, so it did get sized as a concrete box, so it's going to be a larger one, the same size as the one that was just east of Pickerel, and they're working on the other one just north of Sites Quarry, but that one should be no issues. There's a box upstream that it should size for max a triple 12. So.
Okay.
Integrity on that bridge is good, other than the couple holes that were knocked in it.
I am working with Millie on that. When we looked at it a couple years ago, they told me it had to be as a bridge. I'm really pushing and prodding to try to get it as a box. The drawback is there isn't much flow line to deck height on there. I think it's only right at 14 feet. That box on Dogwood and 82nd is a triple 14. This is the same creek.
I'm going backwards on you. The one that we just had damage to.
Yeah, that's
fine. Okay, okay. All right, just making sure we're on the same one.
We are working on the last conversation we had with them on Friday was they think it has to be sized as a bridge, but they're going to go survey to verify.
Okay.
So there's still a chance it could size as a box. Still a chance. So, but when you're there and you look at this creek and you look how high it gets, you're just like, it's got to size as a box. It's got to size as a box. So.
I think boxes, if we can make that transition, is definitely a better choice.
It is.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything else for Mark? Okay. Thank you. With that, we're going to move on to our very, very short agenda today. Approve or disapprove agreement for the EPC services between Region 5 Systems and Gage County for July 1, 2026 to June 30th, 2027.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle, second by Adams. Any discussion?
Who
Amanda has reviewed and doesn't seem...
You're happy with it?
Yeah. That's close for what we had in the past. It
seems $214 per day is the figure. We're going to get $6 administrative fee. Pastors, $208 that goes to the Mental Health Crisis Center.
Pretty consistent to what we've had before.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries. Does anybody have anything else for today?
What was the closed session?
It's for contract negotiations.
Contract negotiations. Okay.
We're going to have any decisions coming out of that?
No decisions. No decisions after closed session. Thank you.
Do you need a motion?
I'm working on submitting the 1 and 6 year plan.
Oh, we're going back to Road and Bridge?
Yes, we're going back to Road and Bridge.
Sorry, just one last comment, Mr. Lytle.
He forgot. He should have had notes. You had notes. You just chose to not read them. All right, good.
Does August 19th work for a public hearing for the 1 and 6 plan? The only reason I got to get everything mailed out to the post offices.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, it's going to work. It depends on how much time you want to spend. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do 1 and 6.
Perfect. Thank you.
You can have Becky call me.
Okay.
Okay. With that, we do have to have a closed session. We'll take probably a 5-minute recess before we do that. Do you want to? We'll just take the 5-minute recess, and we'll go into closed session after that for contract negotiations. Recess at 9:03 a.m. Yep. All right. We will reconvene the meeting at 9:13 a.m. We need a closed session for contract negotiations. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Does she have anything she needs to read? Are we good with
that?
I guess. All right, I'll second it then.
Motion by Adams, second by Lytle to go into closed session for the protection of public interest for contract negotiations.
At
9:13.
You were looking for the magic language part.
Okay. All right. We need a motion. We are discussing contract negotiations in closed session. We need a motion second to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle. I'm going to start throwing stuff at people. moved by Adams.
What time?
At 9:53 a.m. Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries. We will adjourn at 9:53.
I want to move that we stay until 10:05.
Done.